Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Sometimes cynical and negative world, 98PXY dares to feel good.
Oh, sometimes I get a good feeling.
This is Moose and Breezy's Vibe Check.
Yeah.
PXY Mornings on the number one hip music station, 98PXY.
Oh, sometimes I get a good feeling.
What are the Friday vibes this morning? It's Moose, it's Breezy, and we're just...
We're checking in, baby.
Where's everyone at this morning? Nico, Steve, are you Candy Andy?
Where are you guys? They haven't checked in a minute here.
Come through.
Yeah, I'm so happy it's Friday. I'm so happy that we're getting into the holiday spirit. There's a lot to see and attend. So... Let's pop off.
From here until today's the 5th, yeah, but in the next 20 days are going to be, they're going to go by so quick.
Mm.
Think about that. The end of the year is approaching.
Honestly?
It's time to finish up those goals if you haven't started.
3.5 weeks away. It's crazy.
And then the gyms in January are going to be busier than ever.
Hot take, I think that you can start now.
100%.
Like everyone's like, oh, just wait. No. Like, what are you going to do? Eat yourself into oblivion for the next 3 weeks? Just start now.
It'd be the hardest month to even start. The amount of Christmas cookies and holiday parties and drinks that people are going to consume. What an interesting month to start.
It's fine. But just go for a walk. You know what I mean? Like, it's fine. Just
come
walk
on, guys.
It out.
Get some movement.
Literally. Move your body. I know you're, like, probably in a sinkhole on your couch. But, like, let's do this. Good morning, Moose and Breezy. Our vibes are good because Jaden's 17th birthday today.
Hey.
Happy birthday, Jaden.
Go pop
Love
off.
Jess and Jaden.
Jaden, happy birthday.
Let's go.
Are you going to Tokyo Drift to the mall later?
Probably. Let's do the thing.
Let's do it.
Are you going to play the song?
Yeah, I feel like for Jaden, we should.
It's your birthday.
Go, Jaden. Go, Jaden. It's your birthday.
Go, Jaden. Perfect. Love that we have really been watching him grow since...
We have not been watching him grow.
I mean, the beginning of the year. Yeah. I mean, when we met him, he was just getting his permit.
Listen to me. A 17th birthday, it's a huge deal. I think you can drive past 9 o'clock now, but also,
yeah,
we're not going to let you walk away empty-handed. Breezy and I were going to send you a nice edible arrangements. For your 17th, because that's what every 17-year-old wants.
Moose can definitely do that.
Yeah, you want some pineapple, buddy?
Good morning, Breezy and Moose. It's Amy from Soda's checking in. My vibes are great. I had a great birthday. A few friends of mine made sure it was special. Seafood was amazing. Gonna relax with the kiddos and my niece today. There's no school for her. Have a great day, guys.
Nice.
Loving it, Amy.
We hope you got some on your birthday.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's fine.
All right. How are your vibes?
Vibes are good. Had fun last night at the holiday open house on Park Ave. Such a fun thing to do.
Sure.
Started at Park Lee, made our way down, ended at the realty office. So fun. There was horse-drawn carriage rides.
On Park?
Yeah.
See, you know,
Bring
back Park Ave Fest.
Not
I'm so
thing.
Sick and tired of asking. I'm starting to get pissed.
It's never going to be a thing.
Wasn't yesterday the longest day ever? It was a long
no,
day.
No, literally. So, peek behind the curtain. Moose and I were together all day, which was a lot for me. but after I left his apartment, because we were filming TikToks, I went straight to the gym because I was like, I'm not going to like go from the city all the way to Fairport and then all the way to Webster. Like, it was just a lot. Moose, I'm telling you, the roads were so bad.
Oh, yeah.
I almost, like, flew off the road, like, three different times.
Yeah, because yesterday
afternoon. I was going down the Empire Hill, and I was, like, white-knuckling, clenching. It was, it was so scary. And, like, I know I drive a smaller SUV now, but, like, oh my God, I don't know. I just don't know.
PTSD.
Drive in the snow. I really don't. Do I need snow tires for my car?
I they're probably all seasonal, to
I
be
know,
honest.
But I asked
SUV?
My friends, and they were like, yeah, you do.
I don't think so, to be honest.
I'm at
honestly,
a Christmas list.
The sun is going to shine today, so there's that. High of 31. Vibes are up. It's Friday. It's also payday for us and a lot of you guys.
Period.
The vibes are... I'll talk about it coming up at 6:40. I have to attend a funeral this morning, and I'm going to be honest, it's going to be a tough one. And yeah. I'll talk about that in the 6:40 of why I'm in my feels this morning. Coming up, it was a sexual gesture, the mother said. An Ontario County mother, she wants justice. And I think a bunch of other parents do, too, when the former assistant principal of Geneva High School did a couple of things he wasn't supposed to be doing, like a lot of teachers. Get into that coming up next.
Connect with PXY Mornings on our socials,
Facebook,
IG,
X,
98 PXY Rochester.
It's Moose and Breezy on 98.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Total, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is a reminder that shoes are a gift, literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure. Or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in. Or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget. At DSW stores or DSW.com.
PXY. PXY Mornings, Moose Breezy. It was a sexual gesture, the mother said.
Ooh.
Well, this is all over the news this morning. An Ontario County mother is seeking justice for her son, who she claims was inappropriately touched by James Nunes, the former assistant principal of Geneva High School. Are we even surprised by these stories anymore?
No.
No, I think we've gotten to a point where this is starting to become quite the,
It's the reg, yeah. I mean, my whole... The high school experience.
Yeah, you know, we've gotten into that a handful of times on this show. But back to this story. The mother, who wishes to remain anonymous and unidentified, alleges that this assistant principal not only touched her son with his hands, but also put his lips on him. And the incident reportedly occurred on November 18th, 2025. The mother said her son was in absolute shock after the encounter. I just can't wrap my head around how you do this and then enjoy your Thanksgiving a week later.
Right.
You're sick. You're sick. Geneva police arrested 50-year-old Nunes for endangering the welfare of a child and harassment. And the mother believes this is definitely not the first time he has touched a student. They received emails from multiple parents who claim Nunes did something similar to their child. What is going on at Geneva High School? And then another mother claims her son was inappropriately touched by Nunes last year. She got Geneva police involved, the district and school board. They were all notified and did nothing.
Oh, dear.
Nothing happened. So
they're like, we don't have it in the budget to get a new principal.
A mother came out with a statement, and she said one of the mothers of one of the students said the district should be absolutely ashamed of how it has handled the safety and protection of our children. I agree. Mm-hmm. Our students deserve better. Our community deserves better. And immediate accountability is long overdue. And then you have Heather Swanson, director of communications for the Geneva Central School District. And she says this in an email. The safety and security of our students remains our top priority. No, it doesn't, Heather Swanson. You guys did nothing.
Yeah, you can't say that when...
How can you say that?
I mean, you can't change fact.
No.
So.
Oh, no, I'm sorry, Ms. Swanson. She says we will always take swift action. You didn't do that either. Whenever we receive information regarding alleged misconduct. Right. And so it took you a while to finally get to this. Because you had plenty of chances and opportunities when those original emails and accusations were made from a year or two ago.
Right.
What's it going to take? How many students does this guy got to put his creepy lips on?
I just don't. I can't
so
believe
weird.
That.
I don't
yeah,
get
I can't
it.
Believe that. That's not it. That's just not the vibe.
No, it's not the vibe. It's a 50-year-old creepy guy and an assistant principal. Okay.
Yeah. I wish I could say I can't relate, but this is
happened a lot in high school. Yeah, I see these stories are popping up more and more and more.
Don't forget about the Snapchat one, the pinwheel hat.
All right, this is not a time to joke.
No, it's not.
Coming up on the show, has losing someone ever made you see your own life or the people around you a little differently? Maybe you appreciate things or try not to take too many things for granted anymore after losing someone you love. Because coming up, I do want to share why today is going to be a little difficult and why I'm struggling with feeling like, even me, I feel like I'm not doing enough.
Right.
Maybe you guys can relate to this as well. I'll share what's happening coming up next on PXY Mornings.
98 PXY is free.
PXY Mornings, Moose Breezy. Thanks to everyone who listens each morning. Really starts the day off with us.
Shout out to our listener who was streaming us for like 7,600 hours or something like that.
Yeah.
Loving it.
Yeah, it doesn't go unnoticed. We really do appreciate it. So this morning, I want to get, I guess you can call it vulnerable for a few minutes because I've been sitting on this all week, and I haven't had a chance to collect my thoughts on how I wanted to talk about it, but I want to be extremely respectful, if you will, because when people you love and care about experience a really big loss, what is the best way you have found to actually show up for them? Does anyone else feel like me sometimes, like you're just not doing enough?
Yeah.
Or you need to do more?
Especially when it comes to that situation, because there's not much you can do to like really ease. I mean, you can try, but it's not.
Yeah, there's nothing you can really say or do.
Right.
This morning, I'm running out of here after the show to attend a funeral. And it's a funeral for someone I was very close to. Her name was Bethany. And Bethany was my best friend's. She's my best friend. My best friend's sister. And I call Chuck my best friend, but he's more than that. He's a brother to me, which, you know, made Bethany my sister.
Mm-hmm.
And she passed away last Friday morning. She was my age. She was 41. And she was as genuine and loving as they come. She was also a single mom. And it just was so sudden, which is why all of our jaws hit the floor.
Yeah.
When we found out the next day. She hosted Thanksgiving dinner. She had a beautiful Thanksgiving with her whole family. Last Thursday, everything was great. And she went to bed, and come the next morning, she just simply didn't wake up. And I get the phone call, and my buddies did what we do best. We came to our friend's side, and I called my buddy G, who lives in New York City. He flew in from the city to Rochester at 10 a.m.
Mm-hmm.
And we did whatever we could to make sure we were there for, you know, our boy Chuck. And the therapy session I had this week was, we talk about everything, but this was the topic of conversation this week. When people pass, it's devastating.
Yeah.
When they pass unexpectedly with no answers on how or why, that stings even more.
It's just like such a whirlwind because you just like question everything and you have no answers and you never will, right?
Right.
And I mean, like when someone's sick or a death is like upcoming in the future, you have time to like talk and plan and say the things that you think you should say. And that's just not the case when it's out of nowhere.
Yeah. Bethany's passing made me realize that you can never really take anything or anyone for granted because this was not supposed to happen.
Yeah.
And she was healthy. She was happy. She was an incredible mom, daughter, sister, aunt, colleague, even better friend. And, you know, our hearts are broken. And I so badly wanted to find the right words to say to my friend and his brother who lost the person who meant the most to them. But I just realized when you lose someone close to you, the way they did, there's nothing you can say or do that's going to make it better.
Yeah.
Just showing up and being there is the best response. And I'm not looking forward to this funeral today because I know it's going to be one of the most difficult services that I've ever had to attend.
Yeah.
His mother was so gracious to ask me to be a pallbearer, and of course I accepted. I will say I am looking forward to celebrating our friend Bethany's life. Because she deserves that. I just constantly am overwhelmed with this feeling of not doing enough.
Yeah.
But, you know, I have been best friends with my boy for over 20 years. And last Friday, I think, was the first time I've ever seen him shed a tear. And man, it ate me up inside, Breeze. Because nobody enjoys watching the people they love feel so much pain. I've never seen that. He's a tough dude. He holds it all in. He's like the glue that holds his family together. But, and we told him, you could be strong for your family. You don't need to be strong around us.
Yeah. And, it's never easy to lose someone. But specifically this time of year when things are coming up that are so family-centric and it's just a constant reminder that you don't have a member of your family and
right.
So suddenly... It's really hard.
I think future Thanksgivings and holidays are going to be a reminder of the pain that they felt. But I realize sometimes you're not ever going to come up with the words to say to make anyone feel better going through such a painful period in their lives. All you can do is just be there. And sometimes that's enough for them. Even if it isn't for you, it is for them. And losing someone reminds you real fast what actually matters.
Right.
The jobs, the stress, I mean, the dumb little things we complain about because we do it on the daily. None of it means anything.
Right.
And walking into her apartment a day later to collect some things and just seeing how she left everything untouched from the day before, it just hit me so hard. Like, it's just things. These are just things now.
Yeah.
And what does matter is the people you love and the time you get with them. That's it. If any of you listening knew Bethany and her beautiful daughter AJ and their family, you know what a huge loss this really is. And I just ask that you please keep them in your prayers today. It would mean so much, not just to me, but her brothers and everyone that loves her.
You're a good friend just by being there. And, you know, it's not always about the right words and about the things that you get or the gifts that you think will soften the grief, but just by being there it says more than any words ever could. So
yeah, I do great. Appreciate that. I know we all have to go through this. We all struggle with loss.
Mm-hmm.
But it puts a lot in the perspective.
You'll be strong later this morning, strong for your friend. And I do my deepest condolences to you and your friends, their family.
Yeah.
It's unreal.
Yeah. Yeah, losing someone does change your perspective. But I appreciate all the love this morning, guys, and keeping Bethany's and her family in your thoughts. We're going to take a quick break. It's PXY Mornings. You got Moose and Breezy.
98 PXY.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.